What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. According to this notification, we are live. Doggy Diamonds live. What's up, everybody out there in the chat room? What's up, everybody that can hear my voice right now? If you can hear me right now, let me see a number one in the chat room. Let me see who's here. Let me see a number one. I want to make sure that I'm loud, clear. You can hear me. No problems or nothing like that. Let me see. Y'all can hear me? All right, cool. Loud and clear, right? Yeah, everything is good. Everything is clear. That's what's up. Okay, so, oh, man. Can we have a moment of silence real quick? Hold on. Let's have a moment of silence. Okay, that was a, damn, man. Like, see what the fuck y'all did? It's y'all. I'm blaming y'all and shit, because I knew Pusha T was going to do it the whole time and shit. Y'all was the one that was, nah. I ain't going to front. I'm going to keep it real. I was sleeping. I ain't gonna front. I didn't think Pusha T had it in him. But he, damn, man. I don't even know what the fuck to say. Like, I'm confused. This is very, very ether-esque, very personal. When you talk about somebody's mother, you talk about somebody's children that we didn't know exist. When we talk about their mother and like mother and father's relationship, damn, it was deep. Now, I have another podcast that I'm doing called The Check-In. You could see that on Digital Soapbox Network, The Check-In. So what we did was we spoke about it, and on there we had Glasses Malone, The Plug Podcast, and Big Steel. So what happened is, in this audio that we did, they brought something to my attention that I didn't know. The blackface picture is real of Drake. That's a real fucking picture. It's a real picture. It's not even a fake picture. It's a real picture. And the fact that he rhymed over the story of OJ beat, the whole blackface, the whole, you know, minstrel show shit, just made sense. That shit is crazy. So, on that note, I have a picture that I gotta put up that just thinks of, you know, just makes me think of how I feel about this. And this is the picture right there. That's all I could just say to that. Smokey and Craig just comes to mind when I heard that. So I just gotta put that picture up. I gotta put that GIF up for a little while, because that has the rock out. Because this man has talked about the dude's mama and father breaking up, saying you felt you wasn't black enough. Holy shit. Wow. Like, said you ain't black enough. Holy shit. That is just like crazy. All right, let's go back to the other picture. So, I'm here to openly admit I slept on Pusha T. I slept. I really, really did sleep. I didn't think that he can really, really come back from the diss. Not that it was so crazy, but I thought it was going to be, you know, typical Pusha T. But when he starts in and say, drug dealing aside, ghostwriting aside, let's get into some real shit. And tell me, listen, man, tell me. The part where he said the shit about 40, come on, man. Y'all ain't think that 40 shit was too far, though? Keep it real. You ain't think what he said about 40 wasn't, like, that was too far, man. It just reminds me with the movie Shotters, when he was like, Biggs, you're going too far. That reminded me, like, Pusha, you went too far. You didn't have to do 40 like that. Why you have to do 40 like that, though, man? Why did he have to do 40 like that? Damn. That shit is, oh man. He ain't have to do 40. 40 was probably somewhere minding his business, making some beats. And he just said he's sick and he's gonna die soon. Holy shit. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. I see y'all. Everybody's saying, Nisha Nine Stars are saying everything is fair in war. He wanted that smoke. Oh man, but damn, but 40 though? Damn. Y'all really jacking that 40 shit? Y'all really didn't think that that was like a little too, like, come on, you ain't have to do 40 like that though. Like, let's keep it real, right? Now, what if, and I'm not putting this out there, I don't want this to happen, but what if 40, something happens to him tomorrow? What if something happens to him with his health? You don't think Pusha T ain't gonna feel a little bad? You don't think he ain't gonna be like, damn, like I kind of called it. Like I ain't gonna say wish death on the man, but damn. And then saying your girl is a motherfucking porn star. Well, that, I don't think that's his girl, but saying your baby mom's is a porn star and you got a son, a hidden son. Yo, it just was just so much, man. Like that shit was just, my ribs hurt when I heard it. I was like, damn, that's like getting kicked in the nuts. That was, but see, you know what? Hilton Gordon said what I thought about too. I thought about Super Ugly when he was just like, when he said that the condom is in your baby's backseat. Now this is the thing that make it deep. Drake and Pusha T shit got really personal because some of the shit that Pusha's saying might really be true. Now we heard diss records where everything they say might not be 100% true, but this shit sound like it might be true. 40 is Drake's producer. I think he's sick. Don't quote me, but he suffers from some type of ailment. It might be MS. It might be something like that. Don't quote me, but I know it's something in that vein where he's very, very sick. You know, he has MS. Yes, MS is very, very debilitating disease. And shout out to Virginia. I owe everybody in Virginia. I owe your apology, whether you're from Norfolk, Newport News, Virginia Beach, Portsmouth. I owe y'all apology. 757. I was wrong. You know what I'm saying? I was wrong. All right. In the chat room. Because I'm going to leave this chat room live to where people listening to this can see the chat room live. So we in conjunction. So whatever you say in here, they're going to be able to see you later on. Right? So what I want to know is, what could Drake possibly do? Shout out to The Plug Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to their podcast too. The Plug Podcast. They down with Digital Soapbox Network. They eating this shit up because they text me as soon as the shit happened. And I just got to just straight up and down, hold my head in shame. The donate button is inside of the description box if you want to donate. Super Chat is on deck. Send me a message and I read your message aloud after you donate. But it's just, you know, it's fucked up. And I call Pusha T overrated. I disrespected that man. I feel like an asshole right now. Like, I'm just going to drink this. Hold on, let me get some water, man. Hold on, let me sip this water. Damn. See, y'all saying the Pusha T shit was light. Somebody said, the Pusha T shit was light. It's not light because the shit might be real. Real shit is never light. I don't want to really go into what we talked about in the podcast that we got coming out, which should be out probably later on tonight or tomorrow. I said Pusha T was overrated. All right, let me say why I said Pusha T was overrated, because it's the same shit. That's why. And Pusha T reminds me of somebody that we'll just all be standing around each other rapping in each other. I just, you know, that shit is cool, but I never really thought his shit was that musical. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, his lyrics is dope. I'm not saying he's whack. I never said he was whack. I just thought he was a little overrated because it's just all kind of like bars. You know what I'm saying? And that shit is cool, but I be needing music. You know what I'm saying? So, that was it. So, let's do this, right? You heard Duppy. You heard the story. I don't even know how to pronounce that shit. Added on, so I don't want to sound stupid. So, what would y'all score this? Let's say that's a boxing match. You got Duppy, because the other shit, like I said, was just two bars, two lines. So we can't really say that that's a diss, right? But it was there, but it's two line, right? So let's say, how would we score that? Is it a 10-9 Pusha T? Or is it a 10-9 for Drake? Or is it a 10-8 in whose favor? What would you give that? What would y'all give that? 10-9 first round Pusha T? Damn. We see two. Come on, why are you going to say Duppy 6? All right, we seeing some Pusha T's. I see there's a lot of Pusha T people in here. Because I give y'all credit. All right, we got Pusha winning. All right. I seen a Drake. Overall, the consensus is saying Pusha won. Oh, somebody said it's a draw now. All right, so I give y'all credit because on the last live stream, we was hard on Pusha T. Pause. We was kicking his ass, saying he better fucking respond. He got 24 hours. He just made us all look fucking stupid. So, all right, the other consensus is saying Drake shouldn't respond. What y'all think? Should Drake just say, all right, fuck it. I'm going back to being a fucking pop star. I'm going to do my fucking Jafakin shit. And that's it. What you think? Somebody, True Sinister said, Push get disqualified for the 40 line. I'm saying, man, they basically saying, all's fair. Drake got to respond, man. Oh, Drake got 48 hours now. We back on that time. We gave Pusha T 48 hours. We giving Drake 48 hours. Uh-oh. Damn. We didn't forget about Pusha T's first diss, Exodus. We didn't forget about Two Birds and One Stone. But this 2018. Let's just say nobody ever heard anything. We starting right now. He got 48 hours. Sam Riegel. Drake got a spit back. He got 48 hours. See, me, Terrence Cole said he really don't got to see by Sophia. Now, listen. If Drake respond back tonight or tomorrow, I'm going to give him credit. He there for the fight, but this is different, you know. Damn. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I understand the story. I understand the story of OJ shit, but I wasn't really feeling it. You know what I'm saying? I wish he round to a different beat, but it's still mean. You know, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. The shit that got me out of the whole shit. Hold up, let me go back to the real picture that y'all need to see. All right, yeah, cause that's like when I heard it. That was my response. When I saw it, I just turned into Smokey and Craig. You know what I'm saying? And that's a real picture. So look. All right, look. This is the shit, right? With they saying Pusha T won. So look. How long are we giving Drake to respond? Is it 24 or 48 hours? What are we giving him? What y'all giving him? He got 24 or 48. Or he got to take his time. What y'all think? He need to sit down for a little while? Need to wait till after the finals and shit? They're saying 24. 72. I'm seeing 72s. I'm seeing 24. 48. Paperchasers.com saying 48. Oh, man. Somebody said 2. Oh, man, 36 hours, that's different. 40 for 40. That's interesting. Quentin Miller has 24 hours to write the dish. Y'all bugged out for that one. I don't think Quentin Miller wrote that shit. I don't think Quentin Miller is writing for him anymore. I don't think so. It's just, you know, when the cat is out the bag, you just tend to say, all right, let me just chill. All right, so y'all, do y'all think it's over for Drake? Keep it real. Do y'all think it's over or do he still stand a chance? Is it over? Hit O if you think it's over. If you think it's over, hit O. Nah, it ain't over. Okay, all right. People saying he ain't done. Some people saying it's over. Some people saying it's not over. Okay. All right, we gonna see, man. We gonna see what happens. But I'm telling y'all, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all, man. That line with 40, that shit hurt me. Like I don't know, man. This record is cool, but damn, man. Children. So do y'all think that Drake is gonna hurt Drake's image as far as him hot, if he's really hiding a child? Cause you know, like, he has this image of like this clean cut guy who kinda doesn't do any wrong. You know, his fucking, most of his fans are women. And they're going to be like, damn, he a deadbeat daddy. Damn, deadbeat daddy. Yo, somebody said fans don't care. I don't know. Fans be fucking, all right, I'm going to tell you something. Glasses Malone said Drake just shouldn't respond. He just leave his shit alone. Listen to that podcast coming out tonight called The Check-In on Digital Soapbox Network. The Check-In. He said he shouldn't respond. He should just leave the shit alone. Females care. So you know the woman. And look, how did Pusha T get the name of the dude kid and shit? Like, fucking got the name of his kid? Holy shit. How the fuck do you know the name of his kid? That's fucked up. That is fucked up. How do you know the name of his fucking kid? Yeah, so the blackface thing, that's real. Because what makes that deep, you think Meek is somewhere laughing right now? You think Meek is somewhere like, he just sent like Pusha T some bottles and shit? He probably just like, yo. Yeah, man. Thank you. That shit is crazy, man. Meek is somewhere fucking happy. But yo, the blackface shit is I'm hearing it's a real fucking picture. What makes that deep about blackface is that when you black, you never have to be in blackface. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, you light skinned, but you black. So when he said the line, you're not black enough. Your hair won't nap up. I was like, oh, shit. Damn, man. That shit just hurt me. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Oh, the beat is saying my skin is black. Oh, see, it's starting to make a lot of sense. I said that, but now, it's starting to make a lot of sense. But yo, listen, man, you know these motherfucking chicks ain't loyal. They gonna hate him and then they gonna fucking like the nigga again. These chicks still fuck with R. Kelly. Know what I'm saying? And he done did all types of shit. So I don't think, you know, they ain't gonna stop fucking with him. You know what I'm saying? That is Drake in that picture. That's really, really Drake. This ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? That's really, really Drake. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm-mm-mm. So, I ain't gonna front. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. I'm gonna give Drake all the credit in the world if he respond. I'm gonna give him credit. If he respond and he straight up and down kick some shit, I'm gonna give him some credit. Because we really thinking that y'all thinking it's over. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's over. I don't think it's over. Nah, Drake got a reply. Come on, the gray man. He got a reply. He got a fucking reply. Peace to everybody in the motherfucking chat room. I see y'all in the chat room. Shout out to everybody that's watching, listening. I was going to be on camera, but I look like fucking Tom Hanks in Castaway. I don't got no fucking haircut. I just look crazy. Because a lot of times when I'm in the crib editing and I'm not getting on camera, I don't get my haircut. Haircuts cost too motherfucking much. So I be like, fuck that. I'm going to woof it. And I ain't getting no haircut till I got to get on camera and do some shit. So fuck that. I'm in here, me and Wilson, I'm chilling, and I don't got no haircut. And that's that. So I just found a way to do my shit without getting on motherfucking camera. Fuck that. So, nah, I ain't cutting my hair. I don't want to cut my hair. You know what I'm saying? So, this what it is. So, we scoring it. We scoring it. We scoring it for Pusha T, right? That's what we doing. We gonna keep it real. Hold up. Nodding out said, "Does this make Drake a culture vulture?" Now that's deep. That's deep. Is he a culture? I don't know though. I don't really call people a culture vulture if they are part of the culture and they contributed to the culture. I think a lot of times we call people culture vultures based upon race. And I think culture vulture shit transcends and goes way beyond race. Because you have black people who can be culture vultures. And people say that. I think the problem that I have with Drake is the West Indian shit. And I know he's probably really not West Indian. And I think he probably just has that, you know, that little thing with him because he's from Toronto. But at one point, he was like jacking like he was from the South. You know what I'm saying? So I just think whatever is, popping, that's what he goes with. You know what I'm saying? But he definitely be on some Jafakin shit. How much for a cut in Brooklyn? $20. $20 to $25. That shit is, yo, that's $80 a month. You can't even give a motherfucker a tip. Pause. Can't even give him an extra couple of dollars for a haircut. You'd be like, yo, I got my haircut. That's $20. Fuck you. I'm getting my haircut and I'm out. Straight up and down. Like, yo, you want, I'll give you some advice. Somebody said TMZ gonna find his baby mother. His baby mother, I think it's public though. Everybody know who his baby mother is. It's the chick, I'm trying to find her name. Let me see if I can find her real quick. Nah, but see, I don't want to do that. And then I got to say alleged baby mother. Because if I say that's his baby mother and that ain't his baby mother, then I'm be fucked. You know what I'm saying? You got to say alleged. So you can't really be going out here and saying that's Drake's baby mother. You know what I'm saying? I ain't growing no damn dreads. Oh, Rose Devine. Yeah. Rosie Devine. That's her alleged baby mother. Rosie Devine is his alleged baby mother. Okay. Well, somebody's saying Sophia the Body. I didn't know that. I always thought it was Rosie Devine. I think she's like French or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so you got to say alleged. And I didn't know she was a porn star, allegedly. I just know that she did take naked pictures. Well, it was a site called, I forgot the name of the fucking site, but she was on there butt-ass. You know what I'm saying? She was on their butt ass. So I think the child's name is allegedly, the alleged child is Adonis. That's the name, Adonis. So, I don't know, man. So, yo, this was my reaction. Let me tell y'all one more time. This was my reaction when I heard that. That's just what I did, man. That's what I did. Oh, Pusha T posters being removed. Shout out to RJ Payne in the building. Blue Star Live or something like that. Yo, y'all some freaky dudes. Y'all be knowing every damn thing. All the porn, all the ad sites. Y'all know the girls. No, that's a real picture of Drake. That's a real picture. It's serious business here. So it's going to come out. But damn, man. But again, if you black, why do you have to be in blackface? That's just dumb. You know what I'm saying? That's just dumb. I don't get it. You know, why you would do that. You know, Tazaria, shout out to Captain Tazaria. He said, good night. Holy shit. That's fucked up. Oh, the picture got flagged on Pusha T's IG. I mean, you know, at the end of it all, these dudes got fan bases. All they got to do is get they fans to just flag shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit is, you know, He's depicting a Sambo, but you don't be the Sambo. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that. I don't know, man. I'm giving Drake hope, man. I'm giving him hope. I think he could do it, man. I think he could reverse it. He could do it, man. Fuck that. I gotta stick to my gun. I gotta stick to my guns. I apologized earlier. You know, I do apologize, but I still gotta believe that Drake could make a comeback. He ain't finished, man. He's biracial. He's not light-skinned. There's a difference. That is, you know, that is real. But come on, man. Y'all saying it's over. Nah, it ain't over, man. It ain't over. Come on, man. It can't be over. I'm doing live streams and shit, talking about this shit. And this, you can't let me down, man. See, come on, man. The OVO line, Ashanti Harris. Come on, man. We was trying to forget about the 40 shit, man. That's fucked up. I don't care what y'all say. Come on, how you gonna say I'm cooning for Drake? Come on, don't call me no fucking coon. I'll block you. Cause how could I be cooning for somebody? I don't even think y'all know what the fuck coon means. Some of y'all. If you would have been better off saying I'm standing for him or I'm fanning for him, but don't say cooning. That's just fucking stupid. And I'm the last person you should ever call a coon. You know what I'm saying? And you don't even know what the fuck coon mean. No, you don't know what coon mean. Because cooning, first of all, a lot of y'all don't even got fucking knowledge of self. Shut up. This my shit. You know what I'm saying? You here watching me, you gonna call me a fucking coon. How the fuck I'm cooning for Drake? He's in blackface. What the fuck that got to do with me? You know what I'm saying? You calling me a fucking coon because I want him to come back. Listen, man. I know this. I'm cooning. You might be one of them paint chip babies. So I'm not fucking talking to you no more. You know, just eat your paint and relax. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. It's a female, too. I don't want, you know, block no female. I think it's a female because this is the internet. It might be a he-male. It might be a she-male. It might be some weird shit. So you got to be careful. You never know what the fuck you talking to these days. This internet shit is strange. I got motherfuckers on the internet that be fucking doing all types of crazy shit. So this shit is weird. You know what I'm saying? Just eat your paint. I don't know if you like, what's the name of them paint fucking brand? You know that project building paint. Woo! That paint was all lead, man. All the projects was painted with lead paint. You know what I'm saying? The fuck a tranny paint chip, baby. God damn, I didn't even say all that. That shit is crazy. But, I don't know. So, do y'all think, he might have to tag Wayne in. What you think? It's all right. So, what if Wayne jump out the window and jump in it? You think Pusha T could take over? Take Wayne and motherfucking and Drake at the same time. What you think? I think, yo, listen, man. I think Malice, man. Now they said Wayne washed up. Come on, man. Don't do Wayne like that. Don't do Wayne like that. I want to hear Malice in this shit, man. I ain't gonna front. If Malice mind state is somewhere positive, you know, he need to stay where he at, but I wanna hear Malice. I don't wanna hear no Malice. I wanna hear Malice. I wanna hear Malice, not no Malice. I wanna hear Malice. You know what I'm saying? Not no Malice. Malice. No, I don't wanna hear no Malice. I wanna hear Malice. You know what I'm saying? No Malice is the religified dude. I want to hear Malice, the dude who sold drugs. You know what I'm saying? Malice is with God. That's a good thing, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm not disrespecting that, you know, because anything that you got to find in your life to change your mind state, you know, I'm not disrespecting. I still don't like Pusha T album, though. So I'm not changing my stance on that. I'm not. I want the ignorant version. It's a fucking battle. Dreams of Grandeur. It's a battle. What you mean? It's a battle. I don't want the fucking, I don't want the cleaned up version. I want the fucking idiot. This is a battle. You want a fucking dude that's gonna come there, with fucking all cleaned up to be in a diss record? I don't like Pusha T album. I just don't. I don't really like it. I think the beats was a little too spacey for me, and you know, I just didn't like it. I you know what it is with Pusha T, I can't take too much of that shit. That's what it is with me. I can't take too much. Like it's too repetitious for me. It's too monotonous of the same shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like it. Somebody said, Jason Smith said, Drake better call Nicki. God, Nicki Minaj looking crazy right now, too. Shout out to Nicki. You looking crazy right now. You looking crazy, Nicki. Hold on, let me find out. So that would be Young Money. Yeah, Young Money looking kind of crazy right now. Damn. They getting, you know what's funny about hip hop and battles, because when battles take place, people always want to say shit like, who got money, and who got the most money, and all that shit. And that shit don't matter in a battle, man. That shit don't matter. When it's time to battle, it don't matter how much money you got. That shit is corny. You can't fucking talk about money and, yo, he getting money and he selling records and all that shit. That shit is corny. I don't respect that. You know what I'm saying? I think that shit is fucking corny. Quad said, Duppy exposed Pusha T. Y'all heard me burping shit. I ain't got no motherfucking class. Nah. Duppy was cool. But now, listen, Drake is going to have to really, really, really go there. He going to have to dig shit up. He going to have to fucking, he going to have to go there, man. He's really going to have to go there. Because now the bars could be disrespectful as possible. You could talk about a nigga. You could talk about his mother. You could say whatever you want. You could say whatever you want now. Because he talked about your producer. Is sick, and you don't know how long he's gonna be alive. That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up. If motherfucking, listen, man, if 40, like I said, I'm not wishing that on nobody. If 40 happens to, something happens to him within the next week or month, that's fucked up. That's terrible. That's terrible. Like, that's some shit where something happened to your homie. You gotta almost, like, you gotta clap him. Like, you gotta just give him a leg shot or something. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm not getting soft. I'm just saying that shit is fucked up. That's fucked up. Nah, the 50 Cent Rick Ross shit was, you know, the 50 Cent shit about Rick Ross is fucked up. And y'all, I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Y'all gonna argue with me. I feel like, no, I'm not from Park Slope, motherfucker. I'm from Fulton Street. Fulton Street is not fucking Park Slope. Yo, why y'all be saying stupid shit? I'm telling you, I'm just gonna start just naming y'all the paint chip babies. Straight up and down. Y'all was the kids that was trying to motherfucking put the circle in the square and that little cube shit. and y'all used to just fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta call me fucking. You ain't gotta call me names and shit. Look at people in the. I mean, I'm not talking to you in the chat room. You retarded. You know, cause you're here watching me though. You could be fucking getting some ass. You could be fucking you could be doing so many things. But you talking. You here, motherfucking in my chat room trying to diss me. You're stupid. You know, you never got me in my feelings. I'm chilling. I'm sitting here sipping water. Hold on, 1 second. That's some good spring water right there. Never got me in my feelings. That's what's wrong with y'all, right? Y'all motherfuckers think y'all trolling and shit. You can't troll me because I don't care. You know what I'm saying? You can't troll me. What is OVO Slim? Why y'all keep saying that? What is that? I'm confused. What is OVO Slim? Because somebody explain that to me. I don't even know what the fuck that is. Oh, OVO 40 is OVO Slim. Oh, I don't really know too much about, you know, I don't really know too much about that crew and no shit like that. Like, I don't listen to Drake. I'll be the first one to tell you, I don't listen to that shit. Like, that God's Plan and all that shit, I don't listen to none of that shit. I don't fuck with that shit. You know what I'm saying? But, OVO 80, come on, man. Y'all being brutal, man. The man is not well. Don't do that shit. Why are we not ignoring the blackface? We already addressed the whole blackface thing. What am I supposed to sit here and get all esoteric and all that shit about his blackface? You go to another fucking channel for that shit. I'm not on that shit tonight. All right, I'm on some ignorant shit tonight. I'm not getting all esoteric and acting like I know and say, you know, all that stupid shit. None of that shit tonight. All right, fuck that. That's the problem. Y'all always want the motherfucking niggas to be fucking smart. I don't want to be smart. I want to be a fucking asshole right now. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit, niggas. Cause you already gonna have niggas on that fucking stupid shit trying to break down the blackface and all. Go to them channels for that shit. It's going to be 100 channels of niggas doing that shit. I'm not doing that shit. All right? I'm doing what the fuck I want to do tonight. That shit is fucking corny. Because every time something happen, you see motherfuckers in the chat room. I mean, not in the chat room. Making YouTube videos trying to explain why something's happened. Like they fucking know. And I be looking at that shit. Be like, yo, man, shut the fuck up. You don't know what the fuck is going on. I already said the blackface shit, though. You know what I'm saying? The shit is deep about it because, oh, I'm, come on, man. Oh, man. See, this is why sometimes people do shit and they look at the chat room and they don't participate with everybody all the time because it's always somebody in the chat room that's a dickhead. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this. Battle Ego, you stupid for that one. But listen though, on some real shit though, I'm not dissing the conscious community. I don't give a fuck about the conscious community. And you could write it down, take a picture. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about that. Because everybody who I fuck with is who I fuck with. There's no such thing as the fucking conscious community. It's people who smart and it's people who pretend to be smart. And then it's dumbass niggas. And that's that. And I say what the fuck I want at all times. And that's that. So what I'm saying is that we're talking about battle rap. We're not fucking talking about fucking whether this is blackface and all. Man, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. We're talking about battle rap tonight. All right? Battle rap. That's that. We ain't talking about none of that other shit. Motherfuckers trying to steal shit from motherfuckers and all that crazy. We ain't talking about that. We talking about fucking battle rap tonight. And battle rap is saying that Pusha T just killed Drake. And that's fucked up. Derek 2K, I don't fit. Listen, let's keep it real, all right? Let's keep it real. If it wasn't for me, the motherfucking whole conscious community, nobody would know who the fuck none of these motherfuckers was. Because I was putting all them videos on Forbes DVD before it was cool. Niggas was just on YouTube doing nothing. straight up and down. And I don't give a fuck any of them niggas want to argue with me. They could argue with me. And that's real, because you saw them all on Forbes before anything. So let's leave that shit the fuck alone. And then they disappointed me, because some of them end up being fucking straight up and down, scamming niggas and stealing them niggas that was full of shit. So that's why I fell back from a lot of that shit. So now back to motherfucking battle rap. Okay? So, you didn't know I was so slow? I didn't know your mother was so fast. Damn. Anyway. So, before I get the fuck out of here, this is what we gonna do. This is what we gonna do. Let's get this. Oh, and if you take my audio and you put my audio on your motherfucking YouTube, I'm flagging your channel. And I always tell everybody, I do not like nobody taking my audio or taking anything and putting my shit on your shit. If you do, I'm flagging your channel. Straight up and down. I don't play that shit. I do not take any of y'all motherfucking shit and put y'all shit on my shit. I don't fuck with none of y'all shit. Know what I'm saying? I be leaving niggas the fuck alone. My shit is straight up and down. Copywritten. Everything. You know what I'm saying? Do not use my audio. Do not give anybody fucking permission. But listen though, let me tell you something. This is the difference between me and anybody else. If somebody diss me, I punch them in their face. And they already all know that. So that's that. Because I'm not dissing nobody. I'm not snitching. It's my shit, motherfucker. How am I saying? First of all, my shit is matched by Content ID. I don't think y'all know nothing about that because y'all don't have shit. Content ID matches in YouTube. When your video goes up, it's matched by Content ID, right? And if somebody takes my shit and put it up, the Content ID match, and it automatically flags they shit. Straight up and down. So that's that. But anyway, that's what it is, man. I ain't gonna sit here and argue with motherfuckers. Matter of fact, Z's, you out? Okay, cool. Matter of fact, let me make sure you can't never come back. Hold on. What's your name? All right, there we go. Hide user on this channel. Ooh, I love that button. Oh, that button was fucking dope. But anyway, though, I ain't gonna keep y'all all night. 42 minutes in. The consensus says that Pusha T won. So that's what it is. Oh, here we go. Somebody else. Come on. I'm sniping motherfuckers. And now I'm on my Pusha T shit tonight. I was on, you know, I was sleeping on Pusha T the other day. Oh. Why you keep asking me who took my viz? Just look, motherfucker. Just leave me the fuck alone, all right? How about that? This is what it is. People feel like Pusha T won. That's that. I think motherfucking Drake gonna come back. That's that. You know what I'm saying? But y'all think Pusha T won? I don't think it's over. So, with that, I'm motherfucking Doggy Diamonds. I pop my shit tonight. I feel good about it, as always. Shout out to Loaded Lux, too. Y'all know I said some shit about Loaded Lux on the Flip the Script podcast. I spoke to Loaded Lux. Shout out to Loaded Lux. You know. That's all I'm going to say about that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Thoughts Crimes, too. Make sure you subscribe to Thoughts Crimes. That's a dope channel. That's that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, but listen, all right? I'm going to tell y'all some real shit, right? When I'm a motherfucking... When I'm wrong, I'm always man enough to admit that I'm wrong with shit. And, one thing about me, like, no matter, you know, what the situation is, when I'm wrong, I'll admit it at all times. You know what I'm saying? That's just real. Because sometimes we do shit and we say shit, you know, and you just got to admit when you're wrong and you rectify shit. So, been situations where I've been wrong and I just like to say I'm wrong. And I motherfuckers say I'm wrong because I slept on Pusha T. I'm wrong. I slept on Pusha T. And that's what it is. Yo, doggy, why aren't you bigger? I mean, I am big. You know what I'm saying? I am who the fuck I am. I'm, you know, it is what it is. That's up for y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's up for the people to decide who's big or who's not. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Yeah, y'all was on some bullshit. Yo, I apologize to everybody in the chat room for sleeping on Pusha T, thinking that he couldn't fucking fuck with Drake. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Oh, yeah. C. Gutter interview drops Thursday. What I'm going to say, footage dropped tomorrow. Facts. You know what I'm saying? C. Gutter drops Thursday. So, that's what it is. I'm going to holler at y'all. I ain't going to keep y'all here for an hour. Beef is great for hip-hop, though. I love it, though. I love it. And on that note, I'm out of here. I'll holler at y'all later on. Peace, yo. Y'all have a good night, man.
All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.